Hello, my name is Dean Duplessis. And first of all, before I start doing this, I sincerely hope I'm doing the right thing. But I've had a bit of a listen to the audio mo that's going on, and I've seen that quite a few people have decided to post their own audio CVs. So I'm basically just following suit. I'm not trying to copy anyone, but like everybody else, I'm also desperate to be doing something that I am passionate about. So here goes. As my profile on Audio Boo suggests, I am the blind commentator, the blind cricket commentator from Zimbabwe. My name is Dean Duplessis. I am 37 years old, and I have been in the business of commentating and reporting since June 2001. I made my radio appearance in 2001 and slowly but surely started to, I suppose, become a bit more recognized. And quite a few people love to do the story on about how I actually do my commentary, which in a nutshell is I rely very heavily on the stump microphones. That is how I do it. But this is more about a CV and not about how I do my job. I started doing radio work in 2001, and I was fortunate enough to get my first television gig in November 2003, when the West Indies toured Zimbabwe. It was the second of five one-day internationals when I started commentating alongside Mike Haseman, and it was a very special game because Zimbabwe actually won that game by 5 wickets, which was the perfect TV debut for me. Then in 2005, something which was also very special for me was that I then went down to South Africa for the second and final test match against South Africa. This obviously was Zimbabwe playing South Africa, and I did quite a bit of commentary there on, I hope I'm allowed to mention the channel, but I'll do it anyway, and if I do get into trouble, I sincerely apologize. SuperSport Television, where I did quite a bit of commentary there. The reason why I'm mentioning the stations is so that if anybody's interested, you can look it up and you can hopefully listen to me in action doing my work there. Of course, I forgot to mention in 2004, I did a bit of commentary when England toured Zimbabwe, when they played 4 one-day internationals. There were 2 of them played at Harare Sports Club and 2 in Bulawayo, and I was able to do some commentary there in the one-day internationals. I believe it was the 3rd and 4th one-day international down in Bulawayo as well. I was fortunate enough to then also go to the 2007 T20 Cricket World Cup in South Africa, and although I didn't do any television work, I did a fair amount of radio work for various radio stations. So whoever's listening, and if you're interested, you can do some research there as well. I do also write columns. I write for a Zimbabwe newspaper called The Daily News, and if you'd like to read some of my columns, you go to Daily News, www.dailynews.co.zw, and you click on the sports page, obviously, and you look for my column called As I See It, and you will find some of my stuff there. Otherwise, please send me a direct message, and I will be very happy to send you whatever it is that you need from me. So that is my story. I am desperate to become a full-time cricket journalist. I am not afraid of traveling. I am prepared to definitely travel beyond the borders of Zimbabwe, and even if there's another country who would like me to come and do media work for them, I will do it at the drop of a hat. So thank you very much for taking the time to listen to this, and have a nice day.